Chapter 5. The Smells of Supper. Everyone had trouble falling asleep, but Serge and Rick went to work in the morning. Mama opened the door to Loretta and Rennie's bedroom at 9 o'clock. She told them to do the housework later. She was off to the bakery. Rennie tossed in her bed as pictures of Papa and Serge and Sergeant McPhee crowded her head. She should have gone to school to be with friends. She would go in the afternoon, after the dinner dishes were put away and the house was swept and dusted. She got up to do the dusting early. Loretta wouldn't appreciate it, but no matter how angry Loretta or anyone else made her, she was going to be nice. Papa deserved it. She eased her clothes over the window sills and tabletops of the downstairs room. She had to rinse it out many times, washing yesterday's collection of red dust from the mill down the drain. But she didn't mind. She had the whole morning in which to do an especially good job. She let the water splash through her clothes, swirling the red around. She soaked the clothes again and held it in a clump, squeezing pink drops in running polka dots around the rim of the sink. Each dot was a little person going somewhere. To the drain. Was it a prison or an army camp or school where her friends would be? Serge stormed in. He stomped muddy boots into the kitchen and pounded his miner's hat onto the table. Where's Ma? His eyes were wild. He was red and sweaty and he had a bruise on one cheek. He was home far too early and there wasn't a speck of coal dust on him. At the bakery, she waited for him to say more, but he turned to leave again. Loretta came running down the stairs. Serge, what happened? They won't let us into the mines. They won't let who in? The Italians. I'm going to the bakery. And he was gone. Loretta and Rennie sat at the table and stared at each other. Loretta had a terrible look on her face. Oh, Ren, she cried. But when Rennie just kept staring at her, she said, "Don't you understand? No, please don't make fun of me. It means Serge won't be able to work, and we're going to need his money now. Mama said people will stop coming to the bakery. Why?" Rennie's faces tightened up, but Loretta's turned sad, and she ran around the table to hug her sister. "Oh, poor baby," she said. "You're just a baby, aren't you?" Rennie's prickles went up. She pushed herself away and ran out the front door. Something screamed inside her. In no time, she was across a small patch of grass that was her yard and onto the sidewalk. She walked rapidly down the street, staring at the pavement ahead of her, pushing back her furious tears. There were a few people out, mostly mothers and grandmothers with babies and small children, strolling along and standing at the edge of lawns to gossip. But she never looked up. She walked away, up and down street after street, barely noticing the trees and fences which streamed past. Everything was wrong, and there was nowhere to go. It might feel good to watch the harbor water sway back and forth, but she couldn't get there easily. The monstrous steel mill building blocked the way, and though she might sneak through the fence or around it somehow, she'd surely be chased away by workers. The rest of the town was houses and shops.